As an aside, it's really kind of cool to be up here and you get to look around and we get to see how many little kids, how many babies. Babies that mommy and daddies are bouncing to the music and others that are going to the bathroom and son, they're putting a little binky in so they don't cry. It is so cool. It's really kind of neat. So anyway, you're sitting in your favorite chair at home, maybe a prayer chair, perhaps you have a prayer chair, and you have your Bible and you open your Bible. Maybe you want to read a specific verse, a psalm. Maybe you want to read a chapter. Maybe you want to read whatever the scripture is for the day. Or maybe you just want to open it and see what lies before you. Well, if you've ever done that, I wonder after reading if you sat there for a minute and said, I wonder what this is all about. Scripture is not always easy. And if you're in that category, I welcome you. It happens to me way too often than I'd like to admit. We had an auxiliary bishop up in Green Bay. Wonderful man. He's about this tall. Might have been 130 pounds, I'm not sure. Avid Packer fan. Never wondered, he said, why hasn't the Packers called me to go play for them? This was back in the 70s and the 80s when your Packers and my Bears needed help. But they never called him. He was from Bear Creek. Now, anybody been to Bear Creek? Anybody? Well, I'll tell you, the entire town can fit in this parish. Just a tiny little town, but it is the sauerkraut capital of the world. You ought to take a trip to Bear Creek around this time and see the massive heads of cabbage that are coming in to be turned into sauerkraut. It's amazing. Well, Bishop Morneau, brilliant man, he's an internationally known speaker and author. Here's what he said about Scripture. One of the beauties of sacred scripture is that it deals with all of life, joy and sorrow, grace and sin, kindness and cruelty, mercy and redemption. Nothing is left out. Divine revelation opens for us how we are to see and respond to every dimension in our life. If we think back on our lives, even some of the younger people, the teenagers or so, storytellers do a lot for us. They help us understand things. They help us remember things. Prophets of the Old Testament wrote and spoke, all inspired by the Holy Spirit of our God. Jesus told stories, told parables, so many of them. Parables are nothing but allegories. They're poems, they're stories. For instance, stuff in the Psalms, the book of Daniel, some of our major prophets, Moses and Jeremiah and Job and Abraham and Ezekiel and Jeremiah, on and on. These scriptural stories are meant to teach us a message. Scripture today, two vineyards, both a little different, but two vineyards, Isaiah and Matthew. Mark in his gospel at one point, very early on, said this, he began to teach them many things in parables. Sounds easy. Some of the parables are just hard to understand. Some of the parables, once we hear them and get the message, they're pretty hard to accept. We have two scriptural challenges right now in the 21st century in understanding our scripture. Number one, the parables that the prophets and Jesus told were told in language and historical context that made sense to the people of those times. 2,000, 3,000 years ago. And then often we hear little snippets of a gospel, and we don't know what was going on before that story was told, so sometimes we can't understand it. Sometimes even the gospels are lifted out of context, and they're not explained, and as a result, we misunderstand them. So, what are we supposed to do here today about these two vineyards? We're supposed to have some brilliant person come forth and make everything clear for us. I'm sure there's people that could do that. I'll do my best, but I'm sorry, I'm not one of them. But for sure, these vineyards talk about two things: sin and punishment. Sin and punishment. It was spoken to the people back then in a context that would make sense to them, and they could understand what our God was saying. We have such an advantage today because we have Jesus. Our God said to us in so many words, "You want to know me? Know my son, Jesus." You want to know God? Know Jesus. Sin, punishment, guilt, they are tough words. They are tough words. Listen to this brief story from a Jesuit by the name of James Martin, who wrote a book titled A Pilgrimage. It's the best book I have ever read. If I had the capacity, I'd buy every one of you that book. It's this thick, tremendous. Here's what he said. "A young man once told me that he couldn't bring himself to pray because he kept imagining God judging him for not only everything he did, but also for everything he thought. Know this, my friends, and believe this. Love, mercy, forgiveness is never ending in our God. It never ends. There's nothing any of us can do that's going to make God love us less. There's nothing any of us can do either that's going to make God love us more. He just wants us as we are." I want to leave you with a couple of words from Philippians that we read, and the words were this: "Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." If Paul's words are too hard to remember, let's take the four words from St. Padre Pio. His four words are this: pray, trust, don't worry. Amen.